Welcome back to the Crossover Cellist. With me today is Derek Supp, multi-instrumentalist, composer, music director of St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Oakland. Thanks for having this chat with me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for inviting me.
So you're from Sacramento?
Yes.
Were you born there?
Yeah, I was born in Folsom, at the Folsom Hospital.
Famous Folsom.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Did you live in Sacramento proper or, yeah?
Not proper. It was pretty east of Sacramento, like closer to the foothills on the way to like Tahoe or something.
Yeah.
But it's just easier to generalize Sacramento, even though like people come visit me and they're like, this is not Sacramento.
Have you seen that movie Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping?
No.
Oh, okay. The Andy Samberg and the Lonely Island guys?
No.
Well, they're from Berkeley, but their characters are set in Sacramento, so I was going to ask if that's like an accurate representation of Sacramento people.
Oh, yeah.
So do they say hella in Sacramento?
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I say hella all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Would you say your main instrument's piano?
Yeah, I would say so.
When did you start taking piano lessons?
I think I was 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, around then. At my own demand.
Because
there's no music in my family, really. My dad played guitar and sang, like, James Taylor songs.
Yeah.
And Puff the Magic Dragon. But I was, like...
I'm just going to turn this up.
Yeah, of course. I just demanded of my parents one day that I start taking piano lessons, and they got me a little toy synthesizer.
Yeah.
Electric keyboard.
Well, okay, when did you start your first band?
We had a band in elementary school.
Whoa. Second grade?
No, it was closer to sixth grade. For the sixth grade talent show.
Yeah.
Me and my like best friends played a cover of How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Yeah.
And decked out in King's jerseys. Matching King's jerseys.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my first band.
Similar for me, actually. I think it was a talent show, and I sang Louie Louie.
Whoa, cool. I've never heard you sing.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a little bit more, you know, hitting the karaoke bars.
Yeah. Dude, let's go sometime.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So down.
Corey likes to go.
Oh.
So we could go with Corey and his group. Corey goes crazy.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would love that.
So your band now, Little Arcs, is that like your rock band these days? Do you have other rock projects?
That's like the rock band. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do more of that. That would, because they just take up all my time when we're working. It's just like.
Totally.
Yeah.
You guys are, well, you're playing tonight.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow. And we played last night.
You guys play too much.
Yeah. This is.
But I've never seen you, but I'm going to go come out tonight.
Yeah, cool. Thanks. Yeah. We're still warming up because the two other band members and my roommates, we all live together too.
Yeah.
They got back from their respective summer endeavors like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So we've just rehearsed every day since then, getting ready for these shows. Yeah.
And then, so this is going to be come out like I think on Monday, so it'll be too late for those shows. But do you have other shows, like upcoming shows that we can plug on the podcast?
Yeah, we're going on tour from September 4th to September 10th in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, wow.
So
then how do people, like, find out what's going on with you guys? How do they listen to your music? How do they find out where your shows are?
Yeah. We have a website, littlearcs.com, and then we have a Facebook page and an Instagram, Little Arcs Band. I can't remember the exact tag, but it should show
something
up
like
if
that,
you
yeah,
search Little Arcs Band. And then, is there another thing that we have?
Do you have, like, albums?
Oh, yeah. And then we have an EP on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
Yeah.
.com/LittleArcsBand.
I think so, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'll try to post some links on the description.
Cool. Yeah, we have that one EP, and we're working on another one right now. And we record them here in the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so, yeah. And then you also have, like, a solo project, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just called Derek's Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have one album, right?
Yeah, Covenant of Grace.
Covenant of Grace. I just pulled that out of my CD player.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Since you got it from me, like, well, 6 months ago.
Yeah, we definitely listened to it. And then I think I put it on my computer. So I maybe have listened to it since then, but we listened to it on the... Actually, it's a DVD player /VCR.
Nice.
That's just hooked up to the stereo. And not awesome. Plugged into any TV.
So janky.
It's just, well, it's just what I have, you know? It gets the job done.
Yeah.
So, and that record... I'm proud to say I play it on that record.
Hell yeah.
And most of the Town Quartet and Hyundai Erdem played, which, you know, she's great.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I thought it sounded pretty good.
It was great. Oh, man. Yeah. I wish I had, or I would really like to do those songs with you guys, just piano and you guys. But
yeah. I think that would be a cool concert, like, you know, maybe... You do some songs, and then we can do songs. We have, like, we've done string quartet work for a lot of singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
And maybe we could get a few people together and do, like, a string quartet accompanies show.
Yeah, Ariel's music sounds great.
Exactly, yeah. Ariel has some great string quartet arrangements. Jacob's done some for Roger Rocha, who has or had a band. I don't know if they're still doing stuff. Golden Hearts. I think he's kind of moved on from that. But anyway, hey, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I'd love
not,
to. Yeah.
This podcast is not about pitching show ideas to each other.
Yeah.
And we have lots of ideas. And that's cool.
That's so true.
So, I mean, you're in the solo project. Do you have any performances coming up for that? Or that's sort of on the back burner?
It's hard because that's a little bit on the back burner when Little Arcs is around. And then I just don't like... it's not as fun to play, to organize shows by yourself and play by yourself and stuff. And it's just
totally.
Like, it's way more fun to do it with, like, my best friends in the Little Arcs. And,
So how do, is that album just also on Bandcamp?
Yeah. That's under Derek's Up.
Yeah.
Covenant of Grace. So
do you put any of these on the streaming services?
No, I should put it on Spotify, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a philosophical decision.
No, laziness, probably.
I think it's maybe smart. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got the philosophical disagreement,
yeah,
that's one thing.
But I think it's not as much a concern of, like, getting paid for your art, which I think, I mean, Spotify is, like, the way that artists are being taken advantage of right now, but I kind of just feel like musicians will always be taken advantage of, whether it's Spotify or the next thing, or it was, like, record labels in the past or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you can get something for free, most people are gonna choose
take it for
free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, like, maybe why I haven't taken the effort to put it on Spotify is that I feel like it's how I want it to be listened to, and I don't really want people to, like, sit down and, like, throw it on their car or, like, have it pop up in Spotify. I want it to be, like, a very intentional, like, I'm going to listen to this CD right now. And it's, the whole CD is kind of, like, a mood, and it's heavy, and it's, like, just, like, a whole world, because it's in the church, and it's,
totally.
Like, an environment that not a lot of people go into.
Yeah, I would describe it as, like, a very soundscapey record.
Yeah.
And it's cool, you got your choir on it.
Yep.
Right, so, yeah, you're the music director of St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Oakland. How long have you been doing that?
3 years.
3 years.
A little more than 3 years.
Right. That's, like, not that long, but long enough to be a thing.
Yeah.
And so you direct the choir.
Direct the choir. The handbell choir.
Which are awesome people. Oh, you have a handbell choir.
Yeah.
I used to do handbell choir.
Oh,
in,
you can come join.
In elementary school. I would be down to sit in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do every rehearsal.
Yeah.
We had, like, handbell choir with, like, 12 people, where you basically just sit around and play your one note.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. I think it's cool when you have, like, 3 people and you're switching bells
and
you
whole...
really have to map out, like, advanced bell choir. That's
really,
really
what
cool. I'm interested in.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the bell choir people are like more hobbyists.
Yeah.
Instead of like pros.
So it's better to just do one note or two notes.
Yeah.
One note per hand.
Yeah. Keep it low expectations. Real pretty music that doesn't have to be so in time is kind of the stuff that I choose.
So does the church own the handbells?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And so you also play piano for the church services and organ.
Yeah.
You guys have a nice organ here.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty cool. And is that console, like, movable?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
For if we ever end up doing Covenant of Grace live,
yeah.
which would be so cool because we recorded it all in here,
yeah.
I would love to move the organ, like, there.
Yeah. I was thinking more like, you know, like the Bach cantata concert thing. Now, we're not pitching ideas to each other.
Yeah, here. Right.
We have a lot of ideas.
We can't sit down for, like, 20 minutes because we plan out a whole season.
Yeah, so we have done some concerts together. Well, we did a concert here playing your string quartet, which you wrote for my quartet, the town quartet, and we love playing it. I'm not just saying that because you're here. And part of the reason we like it is because the people that we play for really like it.
Yeah.
You know, the people, especially, like, we play at the Music Quadrant Cafe every Sunday at 1 o'clock. And the people that worked there just totally flipped out the first time they heard that. And, you know, and we played it, I think, a couple times since then. And so it's cool. So thanks for writing the quartet.
Of course.
I think we're going to put on the first movement at the end of the podcast.
Sweet.
We're doing a concert coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 31st, it's a Friday at 7:30, also St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Oakland, and we're playing a brand new piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's this piece called?
I haven't exactly found a title. I was thinking I want it to be something like Body as Machine, but something that combines the, like, human and the machine aspects, since it is for humans playing string instruments, which is very, like, old practice, and then the new computer generated beats, and so
right, so it's string orchestra and drum machine. Can I pitch you a really horrible name?
Sure.
1589.
Yeah, 15. I was thinking something with 15, but then I was just like, I tried to get away from the purely musical names for things.
Well, because the piece is kind of in 15-8, which is basically
15-16.
Oh, excuse me, 15-16. It's kind of like 5-4, but instead of quarter note getting the beat, it's the dotted quarter note. So it's like you're still in 5, but it's just easier to call it 15.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, 7 used to be the scariest number, you know what I mean? Because 7, 8, 9? Like 15.
God, dude.
I told you it was terrible.
That was bad.
But 15 is, like, even scarier, turns out.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm more scared of 7, I think. I'm scared of the time signatures where it feels like there's a beat being dropped, because it's hard to keep track. But with the 15-16 thing, it feels more natural because you're just counting to 5. And it's in a compound meter that's you're always keeping that pulse. Whereas, like...
Totally.
Yeah, 7-8 will have this, like, kind of skipping pulse.
Yeah. So, I mean, I played some Balkan music, and in that kind of music, there's a lot of kind of, like, unconventional by Western standards grooves and stuff. So you have your 9 groove, which is not like a normal 9-8 for Western music. It's like a different kind of. It's like an 8-8, except for with an extra beat at the end.
Whoa, cool. Those are the things that scare me.
I wish I could figure that out right now. But I remember there was a tune in 15 that, for me, the groove felt a lot more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know why that is. But what you just described is probably the reason. Okay, well, that piece, I feel better about how it's going to go after yesterday.
Same.
But it's challenging. You know? Really so hard. We have our work cut out for us, but I think it's cool. And I think it's real exciting to be like premiering new music and stuff. You know what I mean?
I try to write music that is like less technically challenging as conceptually challenging. So like with the 15, 16, you're like, sometimes you have to keep track of the beats of the 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 5, 1, 2, 3, 5, 1. And you have to do like, the cello part has a lot of 1, ga, ga, da.
Yeah.
So separating that into, instead of 5 groups of 3, 3 groups of 5.
Yeah.
And so once you get that groove in your head, then it's actually pretty easy. And it's not that hard to play.
Yeah, you just have to get in the right mode. Yeah. And, well, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I have been going to sleep with the 15-8 divided into 3 groove, you know, the dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just absorbing it through osmosis.
Good, yeah.
The metronome on. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a whole on all grid night that I set up on GarageBand. Nice. 8-hour grid.
Amazing. Yeah, all day.
No, of course I'm joking, but... I have been working on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So that show is, yeah, August 31st, 7:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to premiere a new piece by you. We're going to play my string symphony. We're going to do Evan Price's concerto. We've got another world premiere by Crystal Pascucci.
Yeah, that piece is amazing.
She really knocked it out of the park on that one, I think. You know, so... As the presenter, I'm thrilled. Mm-hmm. As a composer on the program, I'm super pissed.
Me too.
You know?
Way too much competition.
Then we like rehearse my piece, I was like, do I even like this? Yeah. Anyway, I do like it. Come to the concert.
I like it.
Come to the concert, people.
Yeah. It's I like really my nice. Piece. I love your piece.
But I think it's cool, like, and we have, I guess it's sort of a world premiere, but it's a cover. It's a world premiere arrangement by Matt Montgomery.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Stevie Wonder arrangement by Jacob.
And then Ariel.
And Ariel songs.
Yeah.
We're going to do two of Ariel's songs. And I just think it's going to be a really fun show. I'm interested to see how this podcast is going to turn out, because we're doing this in the church right now.
Yeah.
So you can tell. It sounds great for music. For podcasting, yeah. I don't know, it might be a little herby.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. The last one I did was outside on a stoop, and the wind is like messing it up, and there's cars going by, and a lady walking her dog. And
yeah.
So maybe this will be another learning experience. Like, either don't ever do it in the church, or always do
always
it in
do it here, which you're welcome to.
Well, that sounds like a very tempting offer.
You're welcome.
Well, we clearly are going to do more collaborations down the road, because we have tons of ideas for shows. So we can save some stuff for a podcast, later, the next time you're on it. But anything else you want to talk about? Like, any other shows you want to plug? Or, you know, any questions or anything?
Yeah, I don't think I have too much. There's one thing that I've been really thinking of is I want to collaborate with this rapper.
Ah.
The whole drum machine string thing, it's kind of been like this progression where it's like I wrote the string quartet for you guys to be this like very beat-driven, like practicing to a metronome sort of like gridded, visceral thing. And then... adding the drum machine with the next piece and like actually having it played to a beat. And eventually I want to work it so we bring in like a rapper or some sort
That'd be great.
Yeah. Classical hip hop crossover.
Dude, I'm trying to do that too, kind of, but really? I suck at it. I'm not, you know.
You just gotta listen
to can't one. Do everything.
Yeah. I know, I would love to do everything.
But I've got, like, sketches. Cool. I have my hip-hop sketches.
Sick, yeah.
And also, like, if you need other rappers, I know a few, one of my cousins is a pretty good rapper.
Sick, cool, yeah.
G.C. Martin.
G.C. Martin.
Yo, check it out.
Shouts out.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to G.C. Martin and the producer Strings, who is affiliated with my brother Anton.
Cool.
Wow, okay, yeah. Camp Protect goes hip-hop?
Yeah.
Capo goes hip-hop?
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, capo is the group that's playing on August 31st. Oh, yeah, that means composer, arranger, performer, orchestra. Nice. Which I think very much embodies the man known as Derek Sub.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, so look out for the hip-hop project.
Yeah.
Look out for some more crazy new music and a bunch of... And maybe an all Bach concert one of these days. Yep. I think Derek and I share a love of Bach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that would be a good segue into talking about the quartet. This string quartet, at least the first movement, I think is very much inspired by Bach. Right?
Hugely, yeah.
Like, imagine a Bach prelude written in the year 2017.
That's exactly the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
And I've been experimenting with playing. I'm trying to get down the whole Well-Tempered Clavier, book one.
Oh, my God.
And so that's why everything is sounding kind of Bach-y right now. But I've been experimenting with playing that to the drum machine, and it's pretty fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done some gigs where, like, I played at the Cheese Board in Berkeley with just a drummer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick.
And, like, I'm not a big looper guy, but for a three-hour gig, it helps to have it.
Yeah.
So I'll do that, but sometimes I'll just play a Bach suite.
Yeah.
And have the drummer
it's great.
Just accompany me. I mean, and their dances anyway.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun. And on the last episode, we had Evan Price, and he put out a whole album of... Well, he put out an album that has the Bach D minor partita jazzified.
Man.
So he's putting improvisation there. He analyzed all the chords and put a bass line under there.
So cool.
So that's at the end. The Chaconne is on at the end of his episode.
Oh, man.
So you can skip the shitty audio. Forgive me, Jesus. And you can skip all that and just go to the Chaconne.
Nice.
You know, and it sounds pretty good. High quality studio.
I gotta go check that out.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the Derek Sup String Quartet, written for the Town Quartet performing. It's Mia Bella D'Agella on first violin, Corey Mike on second violin, Jacob Hansen-Joseph on viola, and Louis Patzner play the cello. And the composer, Derek Sup, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
And remember, it's not celloist, it's cellist.